Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Towards the end of last week, I came across a really fascinating article on News 24. It was written by a reporter, Londiwe Buthelezi. And the title of the article was the following: City of Gold Sparkles No More. Joburg has become the property sector's weakest link. That's not me saying it, Lorraine. That is Londiwe Buthelezi, a financial services reporter for Finance 24. I'm delighted to say that on the line we have Londiwe, the author of that particular article. Londiwe, thank you for talking to us on 101.9 High FM.
Good afternoon. Thank you for letting me share the story with your listeners.
Yeah, so let's talk about your story. Quite a provocative headline. The City of Gold Sparkles No More. Johannesburg has become the property sector's weakest link. Unpack that article a bit for us and explain to us what you were trying to say.
So the gist of it is really that the property sector across the country was badly affected by COVID-19. I mean, the commercial property sector, but also the residential, with more people being out of jobs. So the rental units more were empty. You know, if you live around Rivonia, Sunninghill, you see that there are a lot of empty apartments there, but also you've got offices being converted into apartments. So there's just this pockets, as they call it, of you know, the property sector. But what the property brokers that we interviewed by FNB saw is that in the other parts of the country, Cape Town, at the coastal town specifically, they're starting to see recovery, whereas in Joburg, they're not seeing that. Things are getting bad. Like, you still, instead of things improving, people are putting their houses on the market for longer. Or if you want to move it, you have to take a deeper discount than the other parts of South Africa.
Andrew, it's really interesting for me because on the one hand, the message that we're getting is mixed and confusing. There was an article last week talking about various South African cities rated on an international scale, and Johannesburg actually beat Cape Town in terms of livability, and yet we hear about the movement out of Johannesburg towards the coastal areas, and then again you read that Cape Town has up to 30% vacancies in residential property. So what is the truth? What is going on? Is this real, this move from Johannesburg to the coast?
Yeah, so with Cape Town, you have to realize that those residential vacancies, what has contributed to the increase is people who previously held them as the Airbnb, for instance, or other short-term stay, are now releasing them to the market for long-term stays. So now they want tenants because of, you know, the tourism sector not doing very well. Whereas in Joburg, you've got people actually leaving and moving to those Zoom towns. So you've got a mix of many things in Joburg. So you've got that, and you've got these empty offices that are being converted into residential. So it's kind of, you know, a cocktail of, you know, different circumstances that are all negative. And yes, I did see that Cape Town specifically, it has higher residential vacancies if you look at the TPM data.
Yeah.
But you also have to realize, you know, the property market is, it depends on where you're speaking to these people 3 months ago. No, you're speaking to brokers that are dealing and trying to sell the properties right now. So it is a matter of, you know, the report that you're looking at, you know, in retrospect, you know, what happened. It's a past measure. It's a measure of what happened in the past, as opposed to talking to someone who says,
sure,
hey,
no, that makes
this
sense.
Is what's happening right now. Yeah.
Londiwe, talk to me about the collapse of infrastructure. In your research for the article, did that have any significant impact on this exodus?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the problem with infrastructure is across South Africa. We all know that. But what has made Joburg suffer worse with that is that, you know, in other areas, You don't see, if I can say, there's civic protests that you see in Joburg. You know, you will know very well that when you compare the Cape Town CBD and the Joburg CBD, yes, there's been a lot of players trying to reinvigorate the Joburg CBD, but it just doesn't seem to be happening at a pace that will keep people enjoying the Johannesburg CBD. So now you've got, you know, people are looking for lifestyle. Johannesburg is not really a lifestyle place, you know.
It interesting,
is where you come to work, you know. And then you've got those towns that are now saying, we've got our own infrastructure issues, but, you know, we offer this lifestyle element that Johannesburg cannot. So people are saying, okay, we've got this problem across the country, but at least there I can still, you know, enjoy my life and be able to go out and jog, be able to, because of also the crime element of it. And whereas in Johannesburg, it's like really I am here to work and now I don't have to be here to work. I can work from anywhere.
So what am I staying for? No, absolutely. I hear you.
Office?
Final question for you, Londiwe. How does Joburg turn this around, if at all?
I think it really boils down to management. And I say that because I've lived in both cities. Well, I've lived in Joburg, Durban, and Cape Town. I do think that Durban also does suffer a little bit from that point of being of management of the city. But not to the scale that I've seen Johannesburg. I mean, this is one city where I've been really most frustrated by how many traffic lights don't work and how, you know, a pothole is no longer just a pothole. It's a whole section of the road is conned off for months. And it's just, you know, it's like people have forgotten about it. And I'm like, you know, I've lived in other cities. Don't people complain here? I've lived here now for 3 years. I don't even know how to, you know, we don't have a mobile app where you just like when you come across a pothole or this to follow up and have reference like I've had the pleasure to do in other cities. I think management of the city is really failing.
Really, really interesting discussion, Londiwe Buthelezi. Thank you so much for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.